We are up to Simin Sadi and Hilchis Tfilah, Sif Yud. We will be doing Sifim Yud through Yud Beis. Sif Yud. Kisha Omeid Im Hatzibur. Oser Lo Lahaktim Tfiloso Litfilas Tzibur. It is Oser in Shul to start Shmone Esrei before the Tzibur. That is a Bizoyan. It is considered a Bizoyan to the Tzibur if you do that. Ella. Im kein asha overes veinat zibur mispalim lefishem arichim bepiyutim ol siba acheres. The halacha is, when is it that you're allowed to? The tzibur is schlepping, they're taking their time, and the clock is ticking, and it looks like you're going to miss man tefillah. Then you're allowed to daven earlier. Dafka, then you're allowed to daven earlier. The poskim talk about where should you daven at that point, because really he should go home at that point. Why daven in the shul and be mevazeh the tzibur? What's the problem? What's wrong with that? Because he wants to daven in shul, but he's being mevazeh the tzibur. So the halachi is he is better off davening somewhere else and not being mavaza the tzibur. But if otherwise he's really afraid that by the time he gets home he's going to miss the zman, the halacha is that he should daven in shul itself, he should daven in shul itself even though it's before the tzibur is davening, although it's a bizayin. Now how about walking right outside the shul? You're not going home. Right outside the shul and starting to daven. The Magen Avraham says that even that is usur, but the Maima Mordechai is matir that. In the case of someone who is ill, he doesn't feel good, wants to leave early, he's allowed to daven Shemona Esrei earlier. Or something else comes up where he really has to leave, and it's clear to everybody that he's leaving early, the halacha is that he's allowed to daven in shul and say Shemona Esrei first. But otherwise, the halacha is he's supposed to wait for the tzibur and daven with them. Sif Yud Aleph. Mi sheyesh lo beis hakneses b'iro ve'eino nichnas bo lehispalel nikra shochen ro. A person that doesn't go to the local shul to daven is considered a bad neighbor. V'gorim golus lo ulavonav. And he is causing golus for himself and his children. You're a bad neighbor. You don't even bother frequenting the shul. Now, this halacha is obviously that you're not going to a different shul. But if you are going to a different shul, that's not a problem. We're talking about that you always daven at home, don't go to shul. If you have a choice between a shul nearby or a shul that's further away, you're supposed to choose the shul that is further away because you get schar psias. You get schar for the walking to shul. Walking to shul is part of Avodas Hashem. Furthermore, what happens if there's no minyan in shul? There's no minyan anywhere. Still, it is right, not right for a person to daven at home and not go to shul. What happens if he has a minyan at home and doesn't go to shul? Although it would be better for him to daven in shul if the shul has a minyan. Nevertheless, he's not over on anything by not going. And then finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Maimer Chazal that someone who frequents the shul is Marich Yomin. He has a long life. Sif Yud Beis. Mitzvah lorutz kishaholach lebeis hakneses. There's a mitzvah to run to shul. V'chein l'chol dvar mitzvah. Even for any mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to run to do a mitzvah. Afilu b'shabbos asul v'sob siyagasa. Even on Shabbos that you're not supposed to run, you're not supposed to take big steps, the halach is that it's mutter. Not only that, but it says even during the week, it takes 1/500th of your eyesight. Nevertheless, for a dvar mitzvah, it's mutter. Aval kashiyatsu mi beis hakneses also lorutz. Whereas when you left the shul, on the way out of shul, you're not allowed to run. Because it looks like you're gladly leaving the shul. Now, why run? So they bring the pasuk, v'neida nirdefa ladas es Hashem. We run for the sake of coming closer to Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you certainly should not stop and talk to your friend on the way to shul. You're supposed to go straight there. Now, when are you supposed to start running? As you get close to the shul, so that it's obvious where you're running to. Because if you're running somewhere else, then how do people know that you're running to shul? But if you're close to the shul and running, there you could. Among goyim, you don't go running because it doesn't look right. In shul itself, you never run. It's considered disrespectful. What happens if you're leaving shul to go learn? Say you're leaving a Beis HaKnesses to go to a Beis HaMedrash or some other Dvar Mitzvah. The halacha is there you are allowed to run.